While VHS is capable of causing large fish kills and has been previously found in the other Great Lakes, Department of Natural Resources fisheries biologist Mike Sider in Bayfield says there are many questions to what this will do in the Apostle Islands.
What it will mean biologically, it's uncertain. There have been some localized fish die-offs in the lower Great Lakes, but I would only have to say that, you know, we don't know what may happen here in the Apostle Islands.
Sider says they'll continue to monitor fish for the telltale bloody hemorrhaging and educate anglers to clean their boats and gear so VHS doesn't spread to inland lakes. Apostle Island Sport Fishing Association President Al House says those are the best things to do for now.
Until then, I don't think we should hit the panic button because we truly don't know what it means for the whole Great Lakes, not to mention just Lake Superior.
VHS was found in herring northeast of Bayfield in December. The virus was confirmed by both the National Veterinary Services Lab in Ames, Iowa, and the U.S. Geological Survey in Ann Arbor. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.